This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I think I have an exciting night for you. I hope I do, anyway. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls. There's so much you can do up there on the website. Be involved in the conversation. That's the biggest part of it. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing something more than just sitting there nodding your head up and down. And we've got California Congressman Steve Knight will be joining us later on this evening. Well, actually, after the first break, I hope. We'll see. And we're going to talk about the loons in the 115th Congress. Yeah, there's plenty of them. Come on. Let's just be honest about it. There's a lot of them there. And some of the things they're coming in front of them, some of the things they're going to have to deal with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Mr. Schumer says he vows to hold Trump accountable. But before he can hold Trump accountable, shouldn't he hold himself accountable? So Mr. Schumer has to, he calls a flight attendant who told him to turn off the cell phone, a pregnant female dog. Well, I guess you couldn't be a pregnant male dog, could you? All right, so pregnant dog. I have to find out if I can use that word on the air. So Senator Chuck Schumer apologized today after word got out. After he got caught. Sound familiar? These guys have to get caught with their hands in a cookie jar before they'll say anything. The self-righteous pieces of people. You like how I did that? So he apologized after he got caught for calling a flight attendant a pregnant dog, for ordering him to follow the rules and turn off the cell phone before takeoff. His political protege, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, initially provided him with public cover. Schumer's outburst was overheard aboard a U.S. Airways flight from LaGuardia Airport to Washington on Sunday. Schumer and his seatmate, Gillibrand, were chatting on their cell phones when the plane's captain told passengers to turn them off. But the two Democrat senators are above the law, as most Democrats are. They ignored the order and kept talking. They prompted a flight attendant to ask them to follow Federal Aviation Administration rules. You know, those guys that you give all the power to, you know? Those guys? Yeah. According to the House Republican aide, who was seated nearby. Schumer asked if he could finish his call. The attendant said no, because the plane was waiting for him to finish so it could take off. The state senior senator ended his call, but then launched into an argument with her, claiming he was entitled to continue his chat until the cabin door was closed. She said she doesn't make the rules. She just follows them. And then he yelled at her. Gillibrand's office initially gave Schumer cover, telling Politico that the senior senator was polite and that he turned off his phone when asked to. Now, you see, this goes all the way back to even when they're in the middle of it, even when they're part of it, even when a Democrat is hanging out with it, they can't find the truth with both hands. This is proof positive that they can't tell the truth to save their butts. He admits to it, finally. The flight attendant says talks about what happened. Another Democrat elected a public official that we're supposed to have trust in. Once word spread that Schumer had been less than friendly, Gillibrand's office offered a second statement. Her aide, Glenn Kaplan, said, Chuck did the right thing by apologizing and criticized Republicans for trying to score cheap politic points or political points. Nobody's trying to... Look, it's your self-righteous crap that gets you in trouble. Seriously, you're sitting there calling everybody else on the carpet for not doing the right thing. What are you doing? The person from the other senator's office said that the senator made an off-the-cuff comment under the breath after the flight attendant walked away. He shouldn't have made it. He regrets it. He apologized for it. It's yesterday's news. Wow, I wish they would apply those same rules to Republicans, right? Can you imagine if this was the same exact thing and a Republican had done it? Are you serious? I would have crucified him. They would have crucified this person. All right, anyhow. So Schumer goes on to say, you know, later on this week, you know, after he gets out of that little mess about being, I mean, these guys are so out of touch. They're just so out of touch with reality. They really believe that they've won this election. Schumer actually believes that Trump ran on Democrat principles. It shows you how, yeah, I mean, the guy's got to be, come on, work with me here, people. He's smoking something, right? Is it just me or is he smoking something? In the, I'm going to run out of time, so I'm not going to get into it now, but in the next hour, we'll go through the speech that Schumer gave about holding Trump accountable for things he promised during his campaign. Like we're not going to do it, right? Like, the people that voted for him, that helped him, are not going to do it. Is that really what Schumer believes? But Schumer believes that he ran on Democrat principles. And Schumer actually says at one point in time, listen to the hypocrisy behind this. They wanted the Republicans to work with Mr. Oblamo. And when it comes down to him, he comes out and says, and I'm going to play it in his own words, we will not work with Mr. Trump unless he abandons his Republican and right-wing principles. But I guess that's okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Hopefully, we'll have Congressman Steve Knight on the line with us. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Okay, I was just laughing my buns off. I'm sorry. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Senator, wow. Hey, I'm hoping. I'm believing. Congressman yeah, Steve Knight from California joins me. Congressman, thanks for being with me tonight.
How are you?
Well, obviously, I need to work out more. That's how I am. God, I haven't had this happen in years where I misjudged the time, you know, strolling down the hall.
You want me to carry the show for you?
Yeah, go ahead. I want you to do the next two commercials, next two segments. Look at my. So, California Congressman Steve Knight joins me tonight. I do so much appreciate it. I know he's going, what is it, you've only been, technically the 115th Congress has only been in session for what, 2 days?
2 days, yeah. We are starting to hit the ground running, but it's fast and furious right now. So we're going to work through tomorrow and then come back, get back on it Monday, and it's going to be a lot this year.
Oh, I can imagine.
Fun.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You've got a lot to tackle. Well, first, let's start off with what's the atmosphere right now in Congress? You know, you've got some new members. You've got a new president coming on board here shortly. You've got Mr. Obama that's lighting some things on fire on his way out. Are you guys cautious? Are you happy? I mean, what do you see happening here?
Oh, I think it's pretty optimistic. It is. The vice president-elect was in town, yesterday or the day before. I guess yesterday. And he came over and spoke to us in House and went over the Senate. And it was very nice to see his kind of exuberance for what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. And then President Obama was in town or was over at the Senate and House yesterday trying to, I think, stir up the Democrats to hold on to Obamacare. So it's already started. It's already started of what's going to happen, where it's going. And, it's fun. I can tell you.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting that Mr. Obama went to meet with the Democrats to try to keep his, signature legislation in place, yet he didn't, again, no reach out across the aisle, didn't reach out to any Republicans.
Well, it is kind of funny, and I respect the president greatly. But I think over the last maybe 3 or 4 months, what he could have done is said, hey, look, I can kind of see the writing on the wall if the Democrats lose the presidency, but let's try and work on some of these issues in a bipartisan manner, and maybe that's what he should have been doing over the last 6 years. I know a lot of people that were here in Congress are ticked off because Obamacare was passed with just Democrat votes, and now the Democrats are saying, hey, let's work bipartisan. Well, you didn't want to work bipartisan when you passed it, so now you want to work bipartisan, but It really is a perfect example of over the last, 4, 5, 6 years, how we could have worked to cure a lot of these problems and maybe work together. But, I don't think anybody's got any illusions out there. Obamacare is first on the docket and with the premiums have gone up so quickly and so fast this year and next year they're jumping even faster. It's a failed idea, and we've got to put something better in place. There's no doubt about it.
And the Dems are out there pushing the point that there is no replacement plan and that, they're going to leave people hanging. I mean, the Republicans are going to approach this in a smart way, I believe. I believe they're going to repeal and replace pretty quickly, but they're not going to leave anybody high and dry, correct?
Yeah. A couple of the things that have been talked about is what's going to happen if this is repealed. Are people automatically off insurance or, those 25-year-olds now without any coverage? No. We plan on having a situation where there's going to be a period of time where we work through the problems and getting the replacement in line, but keeping people on coverage, and that's all been talked about, and the Democrats know that. And it's not a we were repealing it today, and if we don't replace it 2 years, tough luck. No, that's not what it's about. But the second thing is, if you don't replace it with something that breeds competition, that brings the the ability for the insurance companies to come in and build new programs and new products, then we might be back with something bad, and we don't want that. We want competition. We want, you know, you've got five states right now with only one insurer.
Right.
And everybody else has dropped out. And so, and that's growing. That's not going to just be five states. That's going to soon be 10 states. So, you know, we've got to build something that breeds competition, that breeds the ability to build products for different people. It's like I say, you know, my 22-year-old probably needs different insurance than I need. And that's okay. You know, his car insurance is a little different than mine too. So, that's the first thing is we need the new products and we need the ability for competition.
Is there a divide, in the party as to how to handle some of these issues coming up here with, you know, again, soon to be President Trump? And, you know, how are you going to handle this law, the health care law? I know the big thing is, hey, let's just repeal it. But then they've got, I hear some congressmen saying, we want to keep this part of it. We want to keep that part. I mean, is it going to be worked into the new plan, I would hope?
Yeah, I don't see how you can write a bill of over 2,000 pages and say that everything is bad in there. That's not the truth. The truth is there are a lot of bad things in there, but there are some things that have really helped. And I think that a lot of people would agree that some of those issues we've got to keep, and we've got to keep in the new plan. So, yeah, this isn't going to just be a scrap, go to the drawing board and hope we can build something better. This is going to be building a program that works for everyone and gets as many people insured as we possibly can, keeping the premiums down and keeping competition at a high level so that more products will be built and more ability for people to get insured with different products are in there. But, yeah, I'm not the one that comes in there and says Obamacare is 100% good.
All right.
It's not. There's a lot of things in there that are very good. No doubt about it.
All right. We got to go for a quick break. We come back, so you have to decide to think about it. I want to know what your expectations are for the first 100 days, not only of the new president, but of this new Congress. We'll be back in a minute.
Sure.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Music is a world within it. We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I'm joined now by California Congressman Steve Knight. And Congressman, thanks. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me.
I know you're
having so much fun in D.C. Why would you want to take the time, you know, to come
well,
on?
Well, it's about to snow in the next half hour. So.
Oh, there you go. All right, listen, we do have a caller. We have David from San Francisco. David, you have a call for, you have a question for the Congressman?
Well, yeah, I actually was wondering if he was aware of the issue of hyperinflation. I'm wondering, for example, if you look at the way that the exchange rate of the U.S. dollar to other world currencies.
I'll cut the question in a minute. I know you can't hear it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, are you say you can't hear it?
No. The congressman can't hear it, but I'm going to repeat it to him in a second.
Oh, okay. Well, is it because the phones aren't connected?
It's the way the system is set up, but right now he can't hear. But go ahead and ask your question, and I'll relay.
Well, that's a shame. It's a complicated question, but it's basically if Trump ruins the American reputation, nobody is going to want to invest in America, and that's going to create hyperinflation. For example, if he ruins our reputation, then nobody's going to be trading with us, and we're going to be stuck with a currency. Nobody's going to invest with us. And if nobody invests with us, then our standard of living is going to get crazier and crazier. So the jobs are actually going to come back because nobody's going to want to sell us anything. They won't want to make us anything. They're going to say, what, are you a pack of dang fools? And so the idea that we would be creating hyperinflation by having an idiot in charge.
David, I hear what you're having to say, and I believe everybody has a right to, you know, to their opinion, so to speak. But we haven't even allowed him in yet.
We have already. And the guy tweets like crazy.
Right. So he's reaching more people. Okay, then some of these other yo-hos were okay when Obama was doing it. We're okay when Obama was putting stuff
Obama
on social media.
Obama stopped within weeks of getting in office.
No.
Don't you remember there used to be an internet system at the White House up to the first couple of weeks of the, it was put in place by the late Bush. It was forced on them because they didn't want to communicate with
America. David, I think you need to search the social media, search Facebook and see how many 2 and 3 and 5 minute little snippets that he has up there. But let me ask the congressman the question. And thanks for calling. I do appreciate your time with me. Congressman Knight, he simply asked about hyperinflation. He thinks that if Trump alienates a lot of our U.S. allies, if he alienates people overseas, they're not going to want to do business with us. They're not going to want to sell to us. It's just going to drive the economy crazy. I don't even expect you to answer it, because my attitude is, how about we give the guy a chance? We give everybody else a chance. No matter how, you know what, when Mr. Obama won the second time around, you know what I tell everybody? I was so upset. I was so mad. I was so irritated that he won a second time that I went to work the next morning. That's how bad it was for me. Because I still had bills to pay.
You know, my president right now is President Obama. He is. Mm-hmm. And when President-elect Trump gets sworn in, he'll be my president. So right. I agree. You got to give people a chance to get in and do their vision. And, you know, there's been a lot of political rhetoric. Let's wait until he gets in and find out what's actually going to happen with his administration.
I'm 100% in agreement with you. All right, so let's get to the first 100 days. You know, people are asking me when they call in, they say, so what do you think he's going to do for the first 100 days? My crystal ball broke years ago. I don't know. I would hope that he'll go through some of those executive orders. I would hope he'd sit down and do some of the things he said he was going to do. But what do you expect to see from this new administration?
Well, I do expect executive orders are going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big part of what he does through probably February. But I also think you're going to see the big ticket items. You're going to see Obamacare being pushed, being talked about, being how are we going to do it, what are we going to do, all those things. And then tax reform is going to be right on the heels of that. So tax reform will be, to me, one of the biggest issues that you're going to see in this administration. And hopefully that will be in a position where people can fill out their own taxes, do it. A lot of people will be able to do it on a postcard and send it in. And hopefully it'll have the effect of freeing up some money that could be brought back in, repatriating some money, and stimulating the economy. So I think that you're going to see a fast moving administration. There's not going to be days where he's going to sit around and look for something to do. And it's going to be a very close administration to the House and to the Senate. And I think that's evident by Vice President-elect Pence coming over twice already and chatting with us. And I think he's going to have an office in the Capitol.
Wow.
So it'll have a good connection there with the House and the Senate. And I think the last time that happened was Vice President Cheney. He did something like that. But, yeah, it's going to be fast. I wouldn't blink.
Well, you know, most of my listeners know I talk about it that I'm on a school board in Southern California. So, you know, it makes me nuts the way politics moves, the speed at which politics moves. It just drives me out of my mind. And I always say,
absolutely.
Right. So here you have a businessman, and he's used to giving an order, and somebody walks out the door and carries out the order. He's got to do a little different, but I can see that, you know, politics, the way you guys do business, is going to speed up exponentially, isn't it?
Well, I'm very hopeful, Joe. You know, it's funny. A paper interviewed me last year and said, what was the biggest surprise? And I said, the speed at which things don't happen. And, you know, at the state level, it happened much faster. At the city level, it happened way faster. And not to say that government moves really quickly, but, you know, I think the more people you get involved in, the bigger it is, the slower it gets. And I think that's my hope. Is that we will start to move on items, get them done, get them through, and start getting the American people's work done in a fast measure. So that's my hope.
Well, and I'm not asking you to comment on the content of the tweets, but do you have a problem with the current president reaching out to the American populace, to the people as a whole, using Twitter, using social media, if you would?
Yeah, I'm not a great social media guy. I'm not, but I know it is. It's the way that people communicate in the last 5-10 years. And so, you know, if you want your president to communicate to you, I think that he's going to have to be on social media, whether he picks Twitter or Facebook or Instagrams. I don't know what the heck, but, to get information out there. He loves Twitter. There's no doubt about that. I would, you know, he's going to be the president of the United States, so I don't need him tweeting out at 3 a.m. But I think that's a good way for him to put out information and tell people, hey, look, this just happened. This is our plan, and put out a quick little blurb. I think that's fine. I do.
Well, I think he's getting out in front of it. I don't think it's any different. You know, what, 50, 60 years ago, Roosevelt used the fireside chats. He let people know what was
right.
going on. You still have that moment every week where the president speaks to the country as a whole. I don't know how many people actually listen to that. I think us old-timers might do it. But when it comes to Twitter, when it comes to using social media, he's getting the young people. He's getting the people that he's trying to reach out to. And I don't really see a big problem with that. I think it shows a different
way of approaching. And in, you know, 25 years, it's going to be something totally, totally different. In 50 years, it's going to be something different. So, yeah, you gotta be able to put out the information so that people can see it.
Yep.
And
I agree with
that's
that.
That's what it is today.
All right, so cabinet choices, and we don't have to go through each and every one of them. That's not what I'm looking to do here. But I think it's really interesting how the Dems, and you can respond to this, or you don't have to, but the Democrats haven't figured out that the American people do not want to do business the way they want to do business. And they're looking at the cabinet choices, and you've got Schumer and Pelosi coming out and saying, yeah, you know, they're not our people, they're not the way we want to do business, they're not the right people for the job. And I'm thinking, did you not hear the American people? Trump hasn't changed at all. There's nothing new here. You think we're going to have problems with his cabinet choices, and how do you feel about it?
Well, I think Jeff Sessions will be the one that is going to be the most controversial. I think he'll go through the Senate, and he'll be confirmed. But, I told somebody the other day, I said, look, all the cabinet choices are not going to be liked by everybody. That's just kind of the nature of the deal. You're building a whole team here, and some people are going to say, I don't like that guy, I don't like this guy, whatever. But I think overall, he's done a pretty doggone good job. We've worked with several of them that are going to be in the administration if they're confirmed, and that makes us happy because now we have some good friends in certain spots. And the front runner for a very big position that we like, NASA, is a very good friend of mine. I won't tell you his name because I don't want to jinx him. But those things are very important so that we have a good connection with them and we can reach out to them when we're working with different issues.
All right, well, you got to hold out for a break because you believe in capitalism like I do. I got to thank you for the show. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done.
We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to Amazon, okay, or head up to my website, but go to Amazon.com, look up Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yeah, go ahead, I'll go slower because I know some of you can't write that quick. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's my new book. All the things that we have been taught to hate over the last 8 years is now I put it all in one book. It's 130 pages. I kept it at a fourth grade level. You should be able to move through it pretty quick. And I got to tell you, those labels have become so nasty. And it's about time somebody lets you know what somebody who might be labeled by that from the left actually thinks. And I've got nothing but good reviews of the book, even from those of you that are on the far left or the hard left, if you would, understanding we just want to have a conversation with you. But a lot of you won't let us do it. So if you get the book, if you're conservative and you grab the book, it'll teach you how to speak to those on the left who usually won't give you a voice or give you a chance. Anyway, let me bring on my guest. I always love it when I have time with him on the show. Congressman Steve Knight is with me from California. And Congressman, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks again, Joe. I appreciate it. All right. Being on the show.
We have I've got somebody on. As you know, we're having a little trouble with the phones. I will relay her question to you. And we've got Courtney from Los Angeles on the line. Courtney, thanks for being with me tonight. Do you have a question for the Congressman?
I do. Thank you. I want to tell Steve, thank you. He's been helping my husband and I. This is Courtney and David Brayton. He's been helping my husband since March. He's a veteran. He needs a lung transplant, double lung transplant, and he's been helping. His office has been helping us navigate the system since March. So I want to thank him for that.
Okay, so
my question is to him. Go ahead. Are you still there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. So my question to him is who he thinks the VA secretary will be. And number two, can I be on the task force when it put together once they have the VA secretary? Because I think they really need, and he being a veteran as well, he understands, they need someone who, you know, my husband's been in the system since 2008. The transplant program is completely broken. Most people don't know there's only 13 hospitals in the United States that the VA contracts with for transplants. So my husband needs a double lung transplant. We have to move to either Madison or Seattle before they'll even put him on the list. That's why for a year now he has not been on the list, because I don't know quite how we're supposed to move being in California. So the task force needs to have people like us who are dealing with the system daily, trying to make appointments, you know, and I think, you know, they're talking about privatization. I don't think that's going to work. It needs to be a hybrid. Choice care isn't working right now.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot that needs to be done. And I know he's there fighting for us. So I'm thrilled.
He is. Courtney, thanks for the question. I appreciate it. Okay, Congressman, first of all, she wanted to thank you and thank your office. She's been fighting, if you would, the VA every day since 2008 when her husband now needs a double lung transplant. She said that your office has been so helpful in moving this along and trying to get him what he needs. So she asked me a couple of questions here. One is, do you have any idea who you think the VA secretary might be?
Okay. I do.
Okay, go ahead. Have some fun with that.
Yeah, there's a congressman that was in charge of the VA, Jeff Miller, who left Congress and has put his name in. He's been supported by many of us. He's got a great feeling for what the VA needs. He's got a great heart for vets, and I think he's the kind of person that will go in and start pushing real changes, and not worrying about whose toes he steps on. So.
I don't know
if he's the front runner or if not, but I know that he's being pushed by a lot of congressional members because he is kind of a no-nonsense, get the job done kind of guy.
She'd love to be part of the task force. How she would apply for that or be part of it, she said, because in working through this over the years with the VA, she has seen some of the obstacles that they don't just seem to understand, or they don't seem to get the reality of. In other words, for him to get his double lung transplant, he'd have to move to two or three other states. And even to get it checked out, they had to rent an RV and drive across the country.
She is an expert on VA bureaucracy. And so she has seen it firsthand. It's a horrible situation. It should happen. The double lung transplant should happen right there in Southern California. And that's kind of what we've been fighting for. We've got the best ability to do that. And the fact that they've got to go all the way to Wisconsin to get it done at the VA facility there is just ridiculous. And so
we've got some of the best hospitals in the world. We've got some of the best hospitals, at least in this country, right within
in the world, within 40 miles of us. So it just it distresses me. And you know, the VA, we talked about it today for about an hour in my office of legislation that we're looking to put forward. All vets want is just care. They want the care. And if we do public-private partnerships a little bit to help out, that's okay. That really is. All we want is the care for our veterans, good care. So I think things are going to change quite a bit, and I think the new VA will have not a clean slate, but a clean look and say, you know, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do this, and we're going to move quickly. So my hope. I think the VA is the number one target on everybody's list of saying, how in the heck can it be so bad? Well, it can be so bad because in the last 35 years, they've lost their mission. Not the doctors, not the clinicians and the nurses, but the administration has lost their mission, and that's to care for our vets.
Yeah, I agree with you. I saw a story that came across today that there was $2.8 billion diverted from the VA to Syrian refugees that came in, that the amount had been moved. I'm going to check into it more. And I'm saying, how do you do it? We have vets dying in the street, and we're worried about refugees coming here from another country. I don't know. I'm just flabbergasted by this. I don't know how to get away with it.
Yeah, I just signed on to I just co-authored a new bill about refugees, and not just Syrian, but refugees from any part of that area of the world. And what we're going to do and what measures we're going to put in. And I think that will be one of those things that the new president will say, yep, we're going to do that. We ain't just letting this happen anymore.
Good. All right, so let's get to some of the hot ones, too. The UN, when they passed a resolution for Israel, you know, my heart sunk. And I'm thinking, because this is step one of a second step where you make you recognize Palestine as a nation, and now you've got a problem. So can we do anything, even though the UN has taken this step, can we do anything to reverse this?
Well, it's an interesting part of the world. I was in Israel last year, and really, until you've been there and you've seen, one, how small Israel is. It's not a big country by any means. And how intertwined Palestinian people are in the kind of close quarters, whether it be in West Bank or in some of the communities around Israel. And so it's very difficult, very difficult. We actually, when we were back there, we met with the Palestinian government, and we were talking about the Gaza Strip, and the Palestinian government basically said, hey, look, we don't even go over there anymore. It's controlled firmly by terrorist groups, and they're controlling, you know, basically our people, but we don't even go over there anymore. And it's just weird hearing people talk like that about an area of the world that we hope will be a much safer place at some point. This resolution and what the UN is doing is not going down that road. So I'm hoping that the new administration will see that. And I think that our relationship with Israel has been strained over the last 4 or 5 years. And I think that Benjamin Netanyahu said it best, that we need a little better connection. And we do.
Yeah.
So, but we need that with a lot of our allies, a lot of our people.
We've got a lot of repair work to do. I love how our outgoing president is running around talking about how he strengthened our nation, he strengthened our relationships. I don't know. I don't want to say this, but you on the air.
It's not true.
I don't know what he's smoking. I don't know what he's reading. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if you want a safe United States, the best way to do that is not only build our military, but make sure that our friends have our back as much as we have their back,
yep.
And they are committed to building their military. That's how we do it. It's not just saying, you know what? Yeah, we're going to do something for you. We're going to hope or whatever. It's a friendship. You know, friends help out each other. And I think that we've lost that. We've got to get back to that.
I agree with you. It makes me crazy. Okay, we got to go. But, again, some parting words from you. I mean, what do we have to look forward to? Can we be happy? Is this year, are we going to turn around this year in this country? Are we going to have a great America?
Well, I always think America's great. I do. I love this country. I think that America always can work on things, and that's what we're going to do. I think that you're going to see a stronger economy. I think you're going to see more opportunities, and that is kind of the American way of giving people opportunities to be the best that they can be. And I have to say that because I'm a soldier. But I think that you're going to see more opportunities in this year, and that's best for everyone.
Well, Congressman Knight, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Remember, you got to come back. We're going to talk about whether can hate crimes be committed by black people or African Americans. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back. Steve, thank you so much. I appreciate it.